भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं गिरिं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नश्चित्। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 16, entitled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali, text number 11. Swalankritam Shyamaturanga Yojitam. स्वलंकृतं श्यामतुरंगयोजितं रथं मृगेन्द्रमाश्रितः पुरा रथं मृगेन्द्रध्वजमाश्रितः पुरा भृतो रथाश्वद्विपपत्तियुक्तया स्वसेवया दिग्विजयाय निर्गतः स्वलंकृतं श्यामतुरंगयोजितं रथं मृगेन्द्रध्वजमाश्रितः पुरा भृतो रथाश्वद्विपपत्तयुक्तया स्वसेनया दिग्विजयाय निर्गतः स्वलंकृतं श्यामतुरंगयोजितं रथं मृगेन्द्रध्वजमाश्रितः पुरा भृतो रथाश्वद्विपपत्तियुक्तया स्वसेनया दिग्विजयाय निर्गतः। कृतं श्यामतुरंगयोजितं रथं मृगेन्द्रध्वजमाश्रितः पुरा भृतो रथाश्वद्विपपत्तियुक्तया स्वसेनया दिग्विजयाय। ರಥಂ ಮೃಗೇಂದ್ರಧ್ವಜಮಾಶ್ರಿತ ಪುರಾ ಬೀಜಪತ್ತಿಯುಕ್ತ ಸ್ವಲಂಕೃತ ಶಾಮಯೋಜಿತ ಗಜೇಂದ್ರ ಮಾಶ್ರಿತ ಪುರ ದ್ವಿಜಪತ್ತಿಯುಕ್ತಯ ದಿಗ್ವಿಜಯಾಯ ಸ್ವಲಂಕೃತ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ತುರಂಗಯೋಜಿತ ರಥಂ ಭುಗೇಂದ್ರ ದ್ವಿಜಮಾಶ್ರಿತ ಪುರ ಸ್ವಸೇನಯಾ ದಿಗ್ವಿಜಯಾಯ ನಿರ್ಗತಃ. ಸುಅಲಂಕೃತಂ, ವೆರಿ ವೆಲ್ ಡೆಕೋರೇಟೆಡ್. ಶ್ಯಾಮ, ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್. ತುರಂಗ, ಹಾರ್ಸಸ್. ಟ್ಯಾಕಲ್ಡ್, ರಥಂ, ಯಚ್. ಮೃಗ ಇಂದ್ರ, ಲಯನ್. ಧ್ವಜಂ, ಆಶ್ರಿತ, ಅಂಡರ್. ಧೃತ, ಸರೌಂಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ. ರಥ, ಚಾರಿಯಟಿಯರ್ಸ್. ಅಶ್ವ, ಕ್ಯಾವಲ್ರಿ. ದ್ವಿಜಪತ್ತಿ, ಎಲಿಫೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಸಾರಿ, ದ್ವೀಪಪತ್ತಿ, ಎಲಿಫೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಯುಕ್ತಯ, ದಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಇಕ್ವಿಪ್ಡ್. ಸ್ವಸೇವಯ, ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ಫೆಂಟ್ರಿ. ದಿಗ್ವಿಜಯಾಯ, ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಂಕರಿಂಗ್. ನಿರ್ಗತ, ವೆಂಟ್ ಔಟ್. Translation and purport by Zwingli's A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Maharaj Parikshit sat on a chariot drawn by black horses. His flag was marked with the sign of a lion. Being so decorated and surrounded by charioteers, cavalry, elephants, and infantry soldiers, he left. Hare Krishna. Zora Nas Chandramouli Swami Maharaj Ki. He left the capital to conquer in all directions. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit is distinguished from his grandfather Arjun, for black horses pulled his chariot instead of white horses. He marked his flag with the mark of a lion, and his grandfather marked his with the mark of Hanumanji. A royal procession like that of Maharaj Parikshit, surrounded by well-decorated chariots, cavalry, elephants, infantry, and band, not only is pleasing to the eyes, but also is a sign of a civilization that is aesthetic even on the fighting front. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತ. येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नाम्नि नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण सो आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर वीकली संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम बाय कृष्णास इनकंसीवेबल अरेंजमेंट टुडे दिस पोर्टिको ऑफ राधा गोपीनाथ हैज बीन ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड इनटू श्रीवासांग वेयर hundreds of devotees are sitting, standing, chanting, dancing. So we are reading from the 16th chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. From chapter 7 to 11, Srimad Bhagavatam describes, for the first canto, how Krishna deals and reciprocates with his devotees, be it protecting the child of Uttara on the request of Subhadra, the 7th chapter, be it reciprocating with Maharani Kunti Devi in the 8th chapter, reciprocating with Bhishma on his bed of arrows as he is about to depart from the world in the 9th chapter, loving reciprocation with the Hastinapur Vasis in the 10th chapter as he's departing for Dwarka, and reciprocating with the Bhagavasis in the 11th chapter. It's intensely filled with very, very deep loving reciprocation, affectionate dealings of the Lord towards his devotees. And chapter 13, 14, and 15 describes the reciprocation of the devotees with the Lord. How the Pandavas were feeling lifeless without Krishna's presence. Shunya Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahina. Yudhishthira Maharaj was feeling practically a dreary void. There was no news of Krishna. And then came Arjun, explains the situation in Dwarka. Literally, the Pandavas demonstrated how their life was Krishna. And as soon as Krishna departed from this world, there was no meaning for their existence. Instantly, appointing Maharaj Parikshit on the throne, Yudhishthira Maharaj prepared to depart like a loosened his hair, gave up all his royal robes, like a madman, like a dumb and deaf person, not looking, not hearing, simply walking towards the north. And his brothers and wife followed suit. And it is described how they actually went back to the spiritual world. So then the question comes, why Sukadeva Goswami is describing this pastime right at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam? Because after this first canto, Krishna will not come till the 10th canto. So he gave him a sample, a taste of the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. And now said you have to pay for it till 9 cantos here properly, till Krishna comes again. So then the purpose of these chapters in the first canto is, what is the ultimate goal? Prema Pumartho Maha, as described by Lord Chaitanya, the purpose of life is to develop uninterrupted, unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is demonstrated. Bhagavan, Bhakta, and bhakti. Other than these three things, there is nothing else. This is the reality. This is the eternal reality. This is the Sanatana Dharma. God is eternal. Sanatanastvam purusho matome. And the living entity, nahanyate hanyamane shari, ajo nitya shashvatoya. And their relationship, mamaivamsho jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana. Jivir Sarubhai Krishna Nityadas. This is the only reality. This whole material creation is temporary. Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate. And Bhagavatam is meant for this purpose. Only and only to enlighten us and to inspire us to actually take up the process of pure devotional service to Krishna. So, it also demonstrates how Arjun, in absence of Krishna, had attained such an exalted state of love for Krishna simply by remembering the instructions of Krishna in his absence. He exactly felt the same benefit, same result as he had felt at the end of hearing the Gita. Nashto moha smritir labdha tat prasadat mayachuda sitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachalantam. At the end of Gita he had expressed, all my illusions are gone. I am completely fixed. I know what my duty is. No doubt whatsoever. And after Krishna's departure, when he was faced with a very, very humiliating, despondent situation, exactly like that prior to the speaking of the Gita, he remembered those and felt actually the same benefit. He got the same benefit. He entered the same consciousness. All the Pandavas at the right time departed from this material world and went back home, back to Godhead. So the question arises, how should the people individually and collectively achieve that state of pure love for Krishna? And for that, Krishna has already given a system. Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. He has given the Varnashram system. And what is the purpose of Varnashram system? Varnashram Achar Vatapushena Parapumaman Vishnur Aradhyate Pantha Nanyat Tattosha Karana. The only purpose of Varnashram is, while living a very wholesome, healthy and harmonized way in the world, at the end, one has to go back to the spiritual world. That's the purpose. Dealing with the iha while preparing for the para. There are two aspects, iha, the material world, and para, the spiritual world. While internally being focused on the para, how to expertly navigate our life to do the needful, as Prabhupada says, in this material world. To do that, it requires a powerful leader who not only is exemplary in his own life, but also able to actually facilitate the whole society, train them and educate them in such a way and create such an environment, conducive environment, that everyone goes back home, back to God. And therefore in chapter 12 and 16 and 17 especially, the quality and the activity of such a leader in the form of Maharaj Parikshit is being shown. In the 12th chapter, on the invitation of Maharaj Yudhishthir at the birth of Parikshit, the priests came who were expert in astrology, and they saw Parikshit Maharaj's chart and glorified his qualities. What amazing qualities of leadership! If anyone wants to give a leadership seminar in the corporate world or anywhere, please refer to the 12th chapter of first canto, of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the priests are telling Maharaj Yudhishthira what will be the qualities of this personality. And here in 16 and 17th chapter, the activity of Maharaj Parikshit is being described. This Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled and recited just at the beginning of Kali Yuga. And as Maharaj Parikshit left, who was able to actually restrain Kali, using Kali, using Parikshit Maharaj as an instrument, the Oli was given in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And so therefore, by scrutiny and systematic study of Srimad Bhagavatam, individually and collectively, everyone can potentially be educated and trained to very effectively live in this world and successfully go back home to the spiritual world at the end of their life. So herein we find Maharaj Parikshit, as soon as he heard the news that Kali has infiltrated, the enemy has infiltrated in his land, truly in the spirit of a Kshatriya, a warrior, a trained warrior, a responsible warrior, put on his armor, took up his bow and arrow, sat on his effulgent chariot, and along with the chariots, the cavalry, the infantry, the elephants, is going to face the enemy, challenge the enemy. Two aspects can be brought out from this purport, such an amazing purport of Srila Prabhupada. While Arjuna had white horses, Parikshit Maharaj had Shyama Turanga, black, while Arjuna had the insignia, Hanumanji on his flag, Parikshit Maharaj had Mrigendra Dhvaja, the sign of a lion. The externals were different, but the spirit was the same. This is parampara. The same spirit with which Arjuna, under the guidance of Krishna, went out to face the enemy, apparently immeasurable enemy, apparently unconquerable, but with full confidence of having Krishna on the side and fight to death. And the second thing that is so beautifully being brought in here is, Prabhupada says, this movement of Parikshit Maharaj along with his whole army, cavalry, infantry, etc., is not only pleasing to the eyes, but also is a sign of a civilization that is aesthetic even in the fighting front. Which means every civilization, everything is done in a very aesthetic way. Aesthetic meaning there is grace, there is harmony, there is smooth movement, very coordinated, everything, every aspect, just like a body. Just see when a man is running, there's so beautiful harmony. You know, when the left hand goes front, the left goes left behind. You don't run like this. Dogs run like that. Man runs in a different, because they are four-legged, so they run in a different. Horse goes in a very elegant fashion. So how a civilized society, how everything is socially designed in such a way that everyone can advance and develop while being very happy and very harmoniously moving in this world. So, before we go into that discussion, we have to see now, why has Parikshit Maharaj left the kingdom? He is left with a clear focus to identify the enemy in the form of Kali and to sufficiently punish him, restrain him, and actually extinguish. That was his spirit. Fight, do or die, no question of returning back. In the Indian army, you know, a soldier when he is going to fight, he says, "Main tiranga leharate hue aaunga ya tiranga mein lapet ke waise aaunga." I will come flying the tricolor, or I'll come rolled in a tricolor, but I will not come back without dealing with the enemy. You know, when people die, they're rolled up in a tricolor and then taken possession. No question of coming back and facing, either finish the enemy or depart from this world in the process of fighting. But before you go to fight, first you must know who the enemy is. Number one, and number two, what is the strategy that the enemy adopts to actually defeat? Without identifying the enemy, that's what Americans faced in the Vietnam War. They just couldn't understand who is the enemy, who is not. You have to be able to identify the enemy and then know the strategy of the enemy. And therefore, you have to have a strategy how to overcome them. So, I would like to read you the analysis of who is Kali. Who knows? Somebody sitting next to you. Don't know. Please listen who the enemy is and what their strategy is. His Grace Gurujan Prabhu, in his book Unveiling His Lotus Feet, very beautifully brings up the strategy of Kali. Because you should know where the enemy is and know their strategy. Kali has only one business. And what is the business of Kali? Somehow he wants to see that people don't take shelter of the Lord. Because Krishna says, "Maam hai vye prapadyante maya meta antarati." Beta, tu mera ashray le le. Maya se paar kara dunga tu. So he knows he has no influence. Yatra gayante mat bhakta tatra tishtha minata. Krishna Surya Sava Maya Hai Andhakar. Jahan Krishna, Tahanahi Maya Radhika. But Krishna, for many, is a distant reality. So the main thing that Kali wants to do is undermine the authority. There is only one authority, Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arsa Bhritya. And as Upanishad says, Nityo Rityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Yovidhati Kama. There is only one maintainer and protector, and everyone else is maintained and protected. But within the world, there are many who, on behalf of Krishna, take the role of maintainer and the maintained. Guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janaya sasyat, daivam na sasyat, lapatim na sasyat, namo chayetat, samupet murtyu. Actually, Krishna is the mother, he is the father, he is the guru. Krishna mande jagat guru, tomeva mata cha pita tomeva. Tomeva bandhusha sakha tomeva. But on behalf of Krishna, some personalities take the role of maintainer to the maintained. Who are they? A guru, yasya prasada, sakshad haritvena samasta shastra, or the priest and the congregation. Then the parents and the children. They protect the children. They give birth to children. They raise the children. And ideally in the Vedic culture, a husband is supposed to be doing that. And then there are the king or the political heads, the government leaders, Raja Naradevata, Pratyaksha Devata. So Kali knows that if he has to remove faith in the authority, he has to first of all corrupt them. And when the authorities who are supposed to be the maintainers, instead of maintaining, they start exploiting, or they prove themselves to be incompetent and hypocritical and exploitative, then Kali comes and first whispers in the ear, "Dekha, tujhe main bola tha, sab aisi hai, sabke sab aisi hai. Ye rakshak nahi, ye bhakshak hai." And therefore, generalize it. Don't follow any authority. And the amazing aspect of Kali Yuga is, even if you don't want it, you see it every day. This is the most thriving news, the most sensational news. So and so Baba found to have illicit affairs. So pleasing to the heart of Kali Chelas. Because now, justified why I am an atheist. This is why I tell you I don't believe in all the nonsense. No authority. This is justification for them. Here is a person, you know, domestic violence. Kitna peet diya? Kisi ne kisko peeta? Wo chodo. Har kisi ne kisi ko peeta. And therefore, so much of abuse of children. And so therefore there is protest. Undeniable. And no one can deny. It's a fact. And therefore, any rational, thoughtful individual, if not aware of the essence of spirituality, has no experience of such a atmosphere, and sees and hears, and thanks to the social media bombardment, naturally there is unreliable and untrustworthy authorities that he sees again and again and again. And therefore Kali, after first beginning to whisper, eventually cries loudly, "Be independent, be your own authority." It's fashion today to say, "I don't believe in God." It's not about you actually believe or not. It's not fashionable to say, "Hey Bhagavan, Bhagavan." Kya pata hai? Kaun se zamane se aaya hai? Prehistoric, dinosaur age se aaya hai? Bhagavan ki baat kar. And the pet theory of Kali is the theory of evolution. Man is evolving from the amoeba to the human being. Hamare Purvaj, one of our physics teacher, he would walk into the class, and most of us were quite mischievous. So as soon as he would walk in, he says, "From the branches to the benches." Theory of evolution. Tumhare dadaji tehri pe baithte the, tum log abhi bench pe aa gaye. So the essence of that is, everything in this world is evolving. And what does that mean? Subtly. You may say, "Who cares yaar, bandar se aaya ki Brahma ji se aaya, chhod yaar, khane peene mein sab chal raha hai na aasani se." No, there is a subtle preaching here. It was not Darwin who was speaking. He was simply nachao nachao Prabhu. He was dancing as a puppet in the hands of Kali when he made the statement. Probably he also didn't understand under whose hands and who was moving his tongue. As soon as you say a man is evolving, the civilization is evolving, what does that mean? Anything that is ancient is irrelevant, is not applicable anymore. All tradition, all authority obstructs progress. You need to evolve. Things are changing. Come on, change. Change is the word. Following elders impedes humanity's onward march. And therefore, inko kya samajhta hai, ye purane vichar wale. And therefore, quarrel and dissension leading to the breaking of honored tradition and social structures. An undeniable excuse. Yes, it's a fact. Because people, in the name of tradition, in the name of, have been misusing it. Those who apparently follow are too much superficially following only the externals. There is no substance there. People are put off with this blind following. Intelligent and thoughtful people are put off. And there is no one to speak to them about the substance. Yes, the externals are changing, but the substance must not be lost. The packaging may change, but the product should not be lost. But where is the product? And therefore, it is a philosophy of convenience, choosing enjoyment over duty. Why waste your time taking care of all these responsibilities? Chhod yaar, kaun karta hai aaj duniya mein? Tu pagal hai, tera samay barbaad kar raha hai.
तेरा पैसा बर्बाद कर रहा है, तेरा जीवन, तेरा समय बर्बाद कर रहा है, टेकिंग केयर ऑफ ऑल दीज ओल्ड एज, छोड़ यार तू, यू आर मिसिंग आउट समथिंग मैन. एंड यू लुक एट द सोशल मीडिया, एवरीवन इज एंजॉइंग, ओनली यू आर स्टक बाय ट्रेडिशन एंड द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस एंड द ड्यूटी एंड रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. व्हाई आर बीइंग टाइड बाय ऑल दिस थिंग्स? जस्ट एंजॉय, लिव लाइफ किंग साइज, जस्ट डू इट. दीज आर द महामंत्र. ईश्वरो हम अहम भोगी सद्धो हम बलवान सुखी. Naturally, it is so attractive. Who gives? And the whole world is going like that. Pagal hai tu? No. Choosing mastership over submission. Everyone wants to be the master. Why should I become a servant? Servant? And today's corporate world is expert in giving a title which makes you look, even if you are the actually the servant of the servant of the servant, but you will have. Kya ho? You are sweeping the floor and your cleanliness executive. Nice, executive woman. You are executing. What is that? Cleanliness. Karta kya? Jhadu marta. So they give such amazing titles which makes you feel nice. The work is the same. I'm not trying to demean some activity. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was sweeping. But he was doing it in the spirit of Jagannath. That's actually the highest perfection of life, what Lord Chaitanya aspired for. The dignity of labor, when it is dovetailed with a clear understanding of the meaning of life, there is a purpose and there is fulfillment. But merely packaging industry without any substance, that is Kali. So Bhoga and Aishwarya. Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Apahrta Chetasam Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Samabdhavna Vidiyate. Somehow make you feel that duty is to be avoided. You are really successful individual to the extent you can squeeze out as much enjoyment in this world. And to the extent you are the Lord and Master of everything that you survey, that's the success. And something, anything that you carefully should avoid is being tied down responsibilities, duties, or being servitude, the concept of servitude. What is the result of this independence? So-called independence. Look at a child, a newborn or infant or a little, you know, like 5-6 months child. Look at the child sleeping on the lap of the mother. Blissful. Nishchint, most peaceful. And look, who's loud, he is desperate, he's just intensely looking, you know, what is it? The nature of the soul is to be dependent on the Lord or his genuine bona fide representative. Actually, they are so happy because that's the nature of the soul. As soon as, and Kali gives undeniable reason, such amazing rationale, and you justify. As soon as we become independent of our authorities. First thing is anxiety. Look at a society where children have walked away, where the spouse have walked away, single, or where a citizen is not properly under protection and maintenance of a proper government authorities. Anxiety. Because you have to fend for yourself. You don't know who is your friend, who is your enemy. Everyone looks like a friend, but you know, any time they may take out and exploit you. What is this person's intent? Why is he becoming so friendly? There are things you don't have protector. First thing is anxiety. Second thing is loneliness. Because the nature of the soul is to be happily dependent on trustworthy, reliable authorities. They blossom under the proper authorities. But when they don't and they are independent, and there is deep sense of loneliness. And the third thing is dissatisfaction. So Kali comes and says, don't worry. Tu tension kyun leta yaar? Main hu na. Mere baap, tu kya karega ye teen cheezon ko? Chinta mat kar. Science. I'm not against science, I'm using science. But science which is misdirected, maya aparta jnana, in the hands of those who are simply puppets in the hands of Kali. Anxiety? Koi chinta mat kar. Ye le, intoxication. What do you want? I will give you all kind of things to forget that, suppress that anxiety. The cigarette packet says cigarette smoke is injurious to health. Everyone knows it. Jada piega to liver khab hota hai. Na sangta daru soda. Sodwa. Sabhya dikhta hai wo. Chhodta koi nahi hai. Kyun? Because the anxiety. You just want to forget that anxiety. So since you don't have anything higher or better thing, or there is authority, there is suppress that anxiety by intoxicate yourself so much that oh, anxiety. Why? Because right now I'm. That's why there is so much of habituation to these kind of intoxication. It's not that people want it. It is indispensable. Life, the reality is so painful, so miserable, that we intoxicate and forget it. Are you lonely? Come on. Kar lo duniya mutthi mein. Every kind of virtual entertainment is available at your, you know, fingertip. Everyone knows there isn't much substance here. It really doesn't satisfy the soul. But people can't, as our Gaur Gopal Prabhu, I heard somebody sent me one word. That he says, toh, aap mein se kitne log ekadashi kar puas? Aap log mein se kitne roza kar? Abhi mein ek chiz batane wala hoon. Agar aap kar loge, toh ekadashi bhi zyada labh milega. Na kaun sa fasting? Fasting from your mobile for one day. WhatsApp नहीं, social media नहीं, कुछ नहीं. एक घंटे के लिए, घंटे, immediately. बच्चा रो रहा है, चलेगा, सहन करेंगे. Mobile रो रहा है, सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य. It's a fact. That's everything for them. That's a connection, you know, to the world. Chonya itam jagat sarvam.
my mobile virahiname. That's the connection with the world. So every kind of artificial kind of, you know, sensational thing, just to forget the loneliness. And thirdly, dissatisfaction. Yeah, because I have no proper relationship. Don't worry. Have any kind of relationship without responsibility. One night, what you want, how you want, no response. What the prominent are not relevant for those who have lost connection with their, you know, proper, the ultimate authority, Krishna, or their proper representatives. And when you lose this identity, Jiver Swarupoy Krishna Nitya Das, when you lose your identity, Kali says, don't worry, I will give you another identity. And that identity is the identity of false ego. Kali has only one function. Kali just puffs up like a balloon, our false ego. And what does social media do? It's nothing but focus on the self, 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 selfie. How is selfie so popular? Oh, Atlas, oh, Hercules, Taj Mahal, yeah, Bombay, Gateway of India. Oh, chhod yaar, main khada hoon Gateway of India ke saath. By the way, behind there is Gateway of India. Oh, chhod, mujhe dekh. Nee, aise khada tha. Bas aise hi khich liya. 5 minute taiyari uske liye. Nee, aise hi khicha bas. It's nothing but focus on the self. Too many dislikes, I'll jump out of the window. Followers reduce ho gaye, mal aunga. Kuch nahi, tu main tera feed khujlaunga, tu mera. Tu mujhe like bhej, main tere ko likes bhejunga bas. No, I don't like it, but I like to get likes, man, that's all. Somehow, I mean, we are laughing at it, but I'm shocked and surprised at this. Children that see the next level are. I am saying, "Buddha, bol raha hu." But in fact, they just can't exist without it. Therefore, anything happens, we say, "Tum mar jana hi acha hai." Kya hai? Because the ego is hurt. Ego can't tolerate any kind of insult. Little insult, mar jana hi acha hai. Life has no value practically, because there is nothing higher. If you don't have something in life, what you can die for? What is the life worth living for? So yesterday, as Mala Prabhu mentioned in his class also, false ego, individually manifests as hypocrisy. I want to pose myself as something what I am not. I am something, but I want to pose myself something. So individually, ego, false ego manifests as hypocrisy, and collectively, false ego manifests as quarrel. I want what I want when I, my way or the highway. Therefore, there is quarrel. Even two people can't live to either my... You better listen to what I say, because I know what is best for you. I know what's best for you. And what is Kali? Quarrel and hypocrisy. That's all. And what is opposite of both? Opposite of hypocrisy is integrity. And opposite of quarrel is... People can develop
little faith in the authority. Where two things. Walking one stop, it appears hard. Today it's to the heart, immediately, to the core of ourselves. And unity is so inspiring, but which is so rare. Sometimes unity happens for convenience sake, not that kind of unity. Even demigods and demons united for a single purpose of churning the nectar. But as soon as nectar came out, the original nature came out. Deeply connecting, and the only uniting principle is actually Krishna. And so therefore, in today's world, as we were discussing, Arjuna had white horses, while Parikshit Maharaj had black horses. Arjuna had Kapidhwaja, and he had Mrigendra Dhwaja. But the spirit was the same. That is a parampara of such a leader who goes with a clear understanding of who he is, what their strategy is, and full clarity and conviction as to the only way to subdue the enemy. And in that parampara of Rajarishis, in Kali Yuga it is another format, we could say that was Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada also was such a commander of the army of Lord Chaitanya. Just like Lord Ram had monkey army, Prabhupada said, what can I do? I have all this, you know, 10th, very, set up all these hippies, these are the only people I have. But he had that clarity to see through all the facades, external facades of Kali's and Maya's activities. And he had conviction of the only way to attack, go to the root and attack the Kali Yuga. I would like to briefly share how Srila Prabhupada individually and collectively attacked Kali. I think way back in 1994, 1995, second part of 90s, somewhere 96-97, I used to go to Sion for giving a program, and used to have it near Hanuman temple, outside, just sitting there next to the main street. And we were doing the program, and suddenly we heard that next to Guru Krupa Hotel, where our Muralidhar Prabhu used to stay there, next to that there is a 7-storied building. And the whole building collapsed. It was in the news. While we were doing kirtan here, the building collapsed there. You know, there's no connection, I'm just saying. So, and later the next day, in the news, I read, there was an old man, worker. Of course, it was summer vacation, so most of the people had gone out. And second floor was a hospital or something. And at the ground floor, there was this old man who was working little overtime. And he was having a chisel and a hammer. And he was chiseling away one of the pillars. He didn't know, probably his authorities told him like that, a pillar ko hatane ka hai. But that was one of the low-bearing pillars of the building. So he was hitting it without his knowledge. He removed the pillar and he went. As soon as he went out, in an hour,
Our whole thing collapsed.
So when I heard that news, I was thinking, here was Srila Prabhupada, an old man, 70-year-old, and he went into the capital of Kali Yuga at that time, US. Why? Because US is at that time and even now is known for two things. Why do people go for US? Number one, it's a place of enjoyment and prosperity, bhoga and aishwarya. And the prominent industries of that is meat eating industry, intoxication industry, all the four pillars. Striya, Pana, Dyuta, Shuna, Yatra, Adharma, Chaturvida. And these are the founding industries which are actually holding this civilization. And here was an old man. Prabhupada said, if I had come to do, they would have thrown me out. He didn't realize, what will this old man do? Imagine, seven-story building, and ek chaini leke aaya, thok thok kar raha, chhod gaya. So here was Prabhupada with the chisel of the instruction of his spiritual master. So, you are an intelligent young man. Take the mission of Lord Chaitanya and spread it in the English language all over the world. That was the chisel. And he had the hammer of his conviction and faith. I don't know, my Lord, why you have brought me here. There must be some purpose. My Guru has ordered me. Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Priyati Krishna Bhakti Thai Thai. He has ordered me. And he was striking at the very pillar of this civilization. Imagine going in the West in the 60s and telling these people no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. To a civilization where the youth was taught not to trust anyone above 30. How did he create faith in authority where they had none? They had no faith in God. They had no faith in any authorities. They had left their parents. They were loners. They were desperately looking for something. And here was Srila Prabhupada. By his example and by his words, knowing fully well, having fully faith in the process, what Lord Chaitanya, the Yuga Avatar. So Kali Yuga means the Yuga where Kali blows up the false ego like a balloon. And therefore Yuga Avatar has come with a pin to blow the balloon. And that pin is actually the holy name. Harar Naam Eva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva Gatiranyata. There is no way to blow this pin of false ego, balloon of false ego, other than the holy name. Harar Naam Eva Kevalam. But this ego is so thick that it is not easy to, you know, pick this. You need strength to really poke it. And the strength comes from four things. Tridam Chena, Parori Vishnuna, Abani Nam Anadena, Kirtaniya Sad. If you think about it, all the four are connected with false ego. Sunicha, you can't be humbler than a blade of grass if you have a false ego. You cannot tolerate anyone speaking against your false ego. You get others respect if you have a big false ego. Isn't false ego because today is the youth. And
and anyone personally demonstrated hippies, these young guys who had totally rejected, but there was a spark of sincerity in them. They saw integrity and the life of Srila Prabhupada. They were receptive to his message. Then they took it up. So this is individually, if you want to overcome as an individual warrior, we have to equip ourselves with this holy name, with these four qualities: being humbler than a blade of grass, tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respects to others and expect none in return. And then in this consciousness, when people curve, naturally there will not be friction. To the extent, the false ego aside, and genuinely in the mood of servant or the servant, coming together to glorify the Lord. How we can inspire each other, how we can serve each other. How did Srila Prabhupada do it collectively as an army? Bhagavatam tells this. Narada tells this to Vyasadeva in the 5th chapter of 1st canto. Idam hi vishwam bhagavan ivetaro. This whole world is an expansion of the Lord. Simultaneously is different from this creation. Everything is created by Him. Everything is sustained by Him. Everything is going back to Him. And therefore, what is the meaning of being convinced about this truth? Being convinced about this truth means to engage everything which has come from the Lord, maintained by the Lord, is eventually going back to the Lord in the glorification of the Lord. Idam hi pumsa tapasa shrutasyava swishtasya cha buddhi dattayo avichyuto ortham kavibhir nirupito yad uttam shloka gunanu varnanam. The real science translate in that last one word. Please listen to statement. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord and all similar activities are factually harikirtan, or glorification of the Lord. This is the process. The sankirtan process teaches us how individually and collectively we can utilize everything for the glorification of the Lord, and then nothing becomes mundane, nothing becomes material, everything becomes spiritual. Individually, when we use our hands, our head, our legs in glorifying God, that's called sankirtan. Sankirtan means all the limbs, the mind, the intelligence, everything is used to glorify the Lord. And when collectively we come together and utilize, what was this building? This building was a 100-year-old orphanage building. His name is Radhanath Swami Maharaj. 20-30 years back, when we had an annual day of, today I was told that about 20-30 of our children who are there in that orphanage, they have all come today. At that time he had mentioned, it was called LNHO, Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage. And there, we had an annual day. And in the annual day, Maharaj made a very interesting point. He said, people call these children orphanage children. But I tell you, they are the only ones who have parents. Because they were living right loft here, right under the feet of Radha Gopinath. He said they are living right under the feet of the Supreme Father and Mother, and they always are surrendered to them. They are the only children who know who their parents are. The whole Mumbai is a village, because they don't know who their parents are. They are lost. Tomeva mata cha pita tomeva, tomeva bandhusha sakatum. So anyone who, sanat, those who is Nath, Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, Hey Nath Narayana Vasudev. If you don't know who the Nath is, you are Anath. And anatma is powerful. Krishna, those who surrender, they are sanat. So Srila Prabhupada and his followers have literally transformed a simple rundown 100-year-old building by their dedication into actually Vaikuntha. If you say what is Srivasangan? Srivasangan is non-different from Rasasthali, the place where Krishna performed his Rasa Leela. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, that is Srivasangan. Where Lord Chaitanya would dance, he is Radha and Krishna, along with Mahavishnu, along with Nityananda, along with everyone. Madly would dance. So how anything, any place, any situation, any individual, any object can be instantly transformed into spiritual entity simply by the touch of Krishna. In Kali Yuga, there is no other hope other than taking up the process of chanting the holy name individually and collectively. Wherever it is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, where devotees come together and chant and dance glorifying the holy name, he says, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, wherever my devotees come together and chant the holy name, he says, when they dance and they jump, Pada Tale Khande Prithivira Amangal. Pada Tale, when they chant Hare Krishna, you know, they keep the left feet right feet left, at the Swami step, said Pada Tale Khande Prithivira Amangal. Every time they keep a step as they are dancing, all the inauspiciousness of this planet will go away. Pada Tale Khande Prithivira Amangal. Drishti Matra Hoye Dik Sudhirman. Dancing, wherever they glance, that whole direction will become purified. You may say, Acha, main apni ghar ki or dekhunga. Kahin bhi dekho, par dekho. Phaad phaad ke dekho. Aankhe phaad ke dekho. It's not about you. It's just like when a powerful magnet, you attach a small piece of iron, you attach another piece of iron, another, all of them get connected. But disconnect the, remove the magnet and everything fall apart. So it's not your glance. It's Krishna seeing through you to the extent you are a transparent via media. Not dancing out of ego just to demonstrate your, you know, steps and, no, we just like Draupadi. Dinabandhu, Dinanath, Meri Dori Tereha. To the extent we become an instrument in the hands of the Lord. Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Se Mata. He just prayed like this. And look what Krishna did with one instrument. What an impact. So, Padatale Khande Prithivira Amangal, Drishti Matra Sarva Dik Hoye Sudirmal, Bahutuli Nachite, Swargera Vighnanash. And when you raise your hands, heavenly planets will get also purified. Can you imagine? What can be more Hena Nritya, Hena Yasha, Hena Toradas? This is the power of Vaishnavas. Especially with a humble heart, when a sincere heart, they come together and completely take shelter of Krishna and helplessly raise their hand to purify their heart and glorify the Lord. That's Sankirtan. To purify one's own heart in the process of glorifying the Lord. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mission, and the army, the commander in chief, the way Parikshit Maharaj is going with his full army, same way Srila Prabhupada, his ISKCON is like that. Turanga, the Shama Turanga are some African devotees. And we have all colorful horses of Srila Prabhupada, the commander. And he had cavalrymen, he had the infantry. You all decide where you want. You sit on the elephant, you want to sit on the horse, you want to be a foot soldier. Doesn't matter, but be a soldier. Be a warrior. And to be a warrior means only one thing. To be able to actually give up the false ego. And in a humble state of mind, take up the process of chanting the holy name. Krishna can make a zero into a hero. But Kali will make a hero ultimately into a zero. We have a choice. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So for Prasadam, there is special arrangement. Both Prabhuji and Mataji's in a combined line. You have to go upstairs from here into the temple corridor, and then from there through the Brahmachari Ashram corridor, you have to come down and then enter the Prasadam hall. So please don't try to directly go from here. Please go upstairs. Combined line. हाँ तो प्रसादम के लिए दोनों प्रभुजी और माताजी साथ में एक ही लाइन में यहाँ से ऊपर चढ़ना है और ऊपर जाकर वो ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम के जो पैसेज है वहां से जाकर नीचे उतरकर प्रसादम हॉल के अंदर घुसना है.
हरे कृष्णा. कैन वी हैव 5 मिनट कीर्तन, स्टैंडिंग कीर्तन? आफ्टर स्पीकिंग सो मच अबाउट कीर्तन, आई थिंक वी शुड हैव. There is Krishna is everywhere. So you can look at Govindas, because Krishna is non-different from his name. Oh, there in the video also. Look at it and you can chat. Yeah.